So
hello?
Yep, we're just going to call the meeting to order. So everybody got the packet that Mike sent on Friday. The next piece of business is approving the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll move we approve the minutes, Doug.
I second that. Any discussion with the minutes? See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Great. The minutes are approved. Moving to the next piece of business is approving the loans. About 4.4 we're looking at. Is there
a total of 10 loans?
Yes. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
I'll make a motion to approve the loans, Doug.
All right, I'll second that. Rich, do you want to maybe walk us through?
Yeah, there's a couple I think that are worth special mention. One, the county of Racine, or the city of Racine in Racine County, is making a loan, a pass-through loan, to provide some incentives for an affordable housing project. The project cost totals $30 million, and it's 141 units on the former Ajax industrial site. So pretty excited to see that move forward. And then Rosendale is actually borrowing money for a squad car, and I thought that this would provide an opportunity for Tom to add some levity to the situation.
I don't think I ever got a ticket there yet.
I was just going to say, can I use this as leverage maybe?
Well, I don't know if they're going to provide free passes to anybody on the board or not. We'll just have to see how that goes. And then the other one is Hayward. Both the town of Hayward and the city of Hayward are borrowing funds on a joint project to provide some irrigation for their golf course.
I did have a question about that. The question I had was, how much do... I guess I have no sense of what a golf course irrigation system would normally cost. I assume you all have taken a close look at that, and the amount seems reasonable.
Well, to be honest, Josh, I don't know what a golf course irrigation system costs either, but the municipalities are limited to fund only the project that's specified in the application.
Last time I looked, it looked like Madison was going to spend $3.4 million on an irrigation for just one course. So
that seems like a lot to me, but who knows?
It does.
I guess my question is just about in those two loans, just the reason why there are two of them at the exact same.
They have an agreement to jointly fund that project.
Oh, okay.
And then all the standards.
As usual.
Josh?
I was going to say
that.
Thing, but all the standard due diligence that went into the typical loan applied to those, I assume.
Yes.
Doug, did you have a comment?
Well, I was going to say that, as usual, we wouldn't have these loans in front of us unless the local government had approved it and our people have looked through it to make sure it meets our standards of public purpose. I guess that's a public purpose, therefore.
Right. Any other questions on the loan? See none. All those in favor of approving the loan, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Right. The loans are approved. Moving right along, no old business, no new business, and just moving to reports. Rich, a chief investor, investment report.
I don't have a lot today. It's been pretty quiet since the holidays. The one thing I did want to mention is that the state of Wisconsin is issuing a significant amount of taxable bonds tomorrow. The rates that they anticipate getting for those, the interest rates that they're proposing to get on those bonds is significantly lower than we used to get. It just means that in today's environment, investors are really searching for yield, and they're willing to reduce the spread between, you know, the state of Wisconsin bonds and treasuries. For instance, on a 10-year bond, they are going to be asking for 65 basis points over the treasuries, which means that the 10-year bond today is about 180, and they're going to be looking at an interest rate of about 2.45% for 10 years. Now, we can do better than that, so we're not going to be bidding on these bonds, but I just thought it would be interesting to the board to know that the spreads have narrowed so much. When we first started buying state of Wisconsin bonds, we were getting them at a full 2.5% higher than the corresponding treasuries, which is always the benchmark for investors. And today, from 250 basis points or 2.5% over treasuries, today it is at 65. Well, isn't that just an indication of where the market is today? I thought that might be interesting.
And those are going up tomorrow.
Yes.
Interesting.
And they'll sell.
Yeah.
But we won't buy them because the interest rate is so low.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Rich.
Okay, okay. Let's go, please.
So then the next, I'm excited. This is Tom's first meeting as the executive secretary, and so I want to turn it over to our new executive secretary for his report.
I will try to keep it short and sweet so that people can keep moving today. Our distribution for the Common School Fund this year will be $38.2 million, and we should start working on the check presentation for this year's WEMTA conference, which is scheduled for March 22nd to the 24th. So we will be contacting your offices to try to coordinate, and hopefully you'll be able to attend and present the check. Along those same lines, Rich is heading to Milwaukee today for the Wisconsin Education Convention. He'll be there for the next 2 days. I'll be joining him for part of Thursday, but I do have some other things in the office tomorrow. And we are continuing to push forward with the transaction with the Forest Service. Hopefully, when I'm over in Milwaukee, I will be able to talk with those folks while I'm there and keep them nudged to keep moving forward. Jonathan Berry's retirement party is scheduled for next week. I believe it's Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. And it's going to be at the post in the on the Inn in the Park, and everybody's welcome to attend. But that's all I have for today.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. And I'll be quick. Good to be back, and looking forward to a successful 2020. So, motion to adjourn.
A second.
So moves off. All those in favor of adjournment say aye. Yep. Yep.
Doug, aye.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Sarah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, look forward to seeing you all soon. Bye-bye.
Travel safe.